heart to your possessions, for you have nothing if you have no rights. Let racist ignorance be ended, for respect makes the empires fall. Freedom is merely privilege extended, unless enjoyed by one and all. Stand beside us, we'll live together or we'll die alone. In our world, poisoned by exploitation, those who have taken, they must give. And end the vanity of nations, we hope one earth on which to live. Sons and brothers and sisters, for the struggle.
Yeah, the unmistakable sound there of Billy Bragg and his version of the Internationale, the English version, kicking off this programme from Radio Resistance Chesterfield, the left-wing alternative to the establishment broadcasters. Coming up next, Sound of the Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby.
Cause the soul little elves
of the Kaiser Chiefs, track entitled Ruby. And just to let you know that Marxism 2012 videos of meetings are now online. They're available on the SWP website, which is www.swp.org.uk. That's www.swp.org.uk. If you watch some of these videos, it'll give you not only a flavour of what we here in the SWP stand for, but also a flavour of what you can expect at Marxism, which is our annual event, Festival of Resistance, down in London. It happens in July, and it's well worth coming along to. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of Paul Hardcastle going back to the 80s.
The longest war in American history. They all saw heavy combat in Vietnam. Although they were all decorated for heroism, none of them received a hero's welcome.
Paul Hardcastle, 19. He is, of course, referring to Vietnam. Couldn't possibly be referring to any more recent wars like, say, Afghanistan, could he?
He kind of half turned and fell they contacted her and found her. And then we came back and we were different. Everybody wants to know what happened to those guys.
There's got to be something wrong somewhere.
We did what we had to do.
There's got to be something wrong somewhere.
And people wanted us to be ashamed of what it made us.
They had no idea what it meant.
I didn't know.
All we want to do is come home.
Why?
All we want to do is come home.
Yes, out of Paul Hardcastle in the 19, this is the final mix. Well, that's what it's called anyway. Shame it wasn't the final war. I mean, don't we bloody learn? I mean, since then there's been Afghanistan, there's been Iraq, and now we're threatening the war drum in Mali.
There's got to be something wrong somewhere. And people wanted us to be ashamed.
Not that the establishment care. I mean, it's not them who are going to war and coming back in body bags, is it? Anyway, back to the music here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Here's the sound of Rage Against the Machine, track entitled Down Rodeo.
People ain't seen the brown skin man since they grabbed their spot one.
This is Radio Resistance Chesterfield News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. Government cuts and planned privatisation of the NHS can be resisted, as is shown by the recent 25,000-strong demo in Lewisham against cuts to Lewisham Hospital, and by the five-day strike by health workers in West Yorkshire. Top bankers, including those at RBS, which was bailed out by taxpayers, are set to receive massive bonuses. RBS is set to pay out a quarter of a billion quid in bonuses, despite its heads rolling the LIBOR interest rate fixing scandal. Disgusting. We must fight back. In South Africa, new video footage proves that striking miners at Tlonmin's Marikana mine were shot by police in cold blood. South African police shot dead 34 striking miners, but could not stop the militant strike by 3,000 miners who had downed tools for a living wage. As Egypt enters its third year of revolution, there were mass protests in defiance of President Morsi's emergency curfew and violent police attacks on protesting football fans. Protesters are calling for Morsi to go. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, a feature on Hitler's rise to power and how he could have been stopped. A review of the militarist propaganda film Zero Dark Thirty. And an analysis of how we can build class struggle against this weak but nasty government. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Also, Socialist Worker is on sale every Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. in Chesterfield Town Centre, outside of Primark. Or you can contact us and have Socialist Worker delivered to your door. Again, for more details, you can find out your local branch through www.swp.org.uk. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
It's just a way to ease the boredom, propaganda all around. He swallows all the spiel he's given, deliverance so easily found. He smiles for the cameras and never wears a frown. Until the lights go down. Because he's tragic but brave, and he knows that Jesus saves. He could be whole if he could just hold God's hand. You know he's tragic but brave, but oh so well behaved. 'Cause he knows it's all a part of some eternal plan. 'Cause he's a sinful man. Beads of sweat and muscle straining, super crips the way she'll stay, so she can be a human being, not disabled in any way. Someone will always help her up the steps at work each day. Hide it all away. You know she's tragic but brave, and to her body she's no slave. She's proud of every ounce of her normality. And yes, she's tragic but brave. What she could have been, it's a shame. Still, she's
just the same as you and me, or as much as she can be. And she looks at the crowd on the TV news with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Something stirs inside. He stumbles down the street with shopping, all the people smile his way. What it is to be independent, he will gladly hear them say. He falls through his front door and rubs the pain away. It's just a part of his day, because he's tragic but brave, and he will be to his grave. He'll soldier on and overcome his needs, because he's tragic but brave. Never been one to complain. Other people have problems, they're much worse off than me. So what if his wounds bleed? And he looks at the crowd on the TV news with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Something stirs inside. Something moves inside. Something recognizes. Something stirs inside.
Yeah, sound there of Tragic But Brave by Tragic But Brave Mike. Yeah, there is a good pamphlet on disability called Disability, Austerity and Resistance by Roddy Slorak. It can be purchased for £2 from Socialist Workers Party meetings or from Bookmarks at www.bookmarksbookshop.co.uk. That's www.bookmarksbookshop.co.uk for the book Disability, Austerity and Resistance by Roddy Slorak, which has information not just about the current fight for disability rights and against cuts affecting people with disabilities, but it also explains the roots of disability oppression and how disability is basically a construct of capitalism, and that's how our impairments end up disabling us. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of the Style Council from the 80s. Track entitled Walls Come Tumbling Down.
You don't have to take this crap. You don't have to sit back and relax.
You can actually try changing it.
I know we've always been taught to relax. Panels and authority, but you never know until you try. How fears just might be.
Yes!
Yes, and the Style Council walls come tumbling down here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield, and sometimes it's not just walls that come tumbling down. Contrary to the myth of many people that revolutions cannot happen here in the West, that's exactly what happened back in the 1800s over in France. Now, I was talking last week about the film Les Miserables. Well, now I've seen it, and believe you me, it did not disappoint. It is a good film about the working class around the time of the French Revolution, well, the period before to the period after it happening, and it does sort of hint at the moves forward and then dropping back at times of the French Revolution. Sort of revolutions are always quite complex, as we can see at the moment in Egypt. Anyway, that's by the by. It shows life at the time from the point of view of the poor working class of all ages, I've got to say. And there's some really sad bits, and there's some quite sad bits right up until the end, but it does sort of end on a high, and there's some high bits all throughout the film, well worth a watch. One thing which sadly it doesn't get as far as is about 50 years after the end of the film in the 1870s, there was a workers' uprising in Paris, the famous Paris Commune. Now, sadly, the Paris Commune didn't last that long, but it did give a glimpse as to what a workers' society could look like. It was an inspiration to many people, including Lenin, Trotsky, and those of the Russian Revolution of 1917. It was a inspiration to socialists all over. And last but not least, it was a inspiration to Jimmy Somerville of the Communards, who are up next. Track entitled Don't Leave Me This Way. Yeah, the Communards were what the workers in the Paris Commune called themselves at the time, just to be clear. You're tuned to Radio Resistance Chesterfield with yours truly, AKP. The Left Wing Alternative. I see crowd horror this Tom's Chesterfield. Yes, I'm there with Jimmy Somerville and the Communards with their version of a track originally done by Harold Melton, The Blue Notes, and also done by Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. Now, I've been talking about films, and you'll probably know the next track from the film, The Boat That Rocked, about the fictitious offshore free radio station called Radio Rock. Yet there is another film featuring exactly the same song, which also features a free radio station, but this time it's the film, the Italian film I Cento Passi, or The Hundred Steps, about a Italian trade unionist who fought against the mafia and the corruption, the fact that the mafia and the state and the establishment in general have such close links, not just in Sicily, but in various places around the world, if you ask me. And the radio station in that film was called Radio Out, spelt A-U-T, presumably short for autonomous. I Cento Passi is available on DVD, and although it's in Italian, there are English subtitles on the DVD. As for the track in question, here it comes. Sound of Procol Harum. A White Shade of Pale. Yeah, sound of Procol Harum, a whiter shade of pale on your alternative free radio station, Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Coming in now with the sound of the Clash. Should I stay or should I go?
Woo! Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless,
exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. And if I stay it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
This is the Red Guide on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. This coming Sunday the 3rd of February, the SWP are holding an educational on the subject of the Communist Manifesto. This will be held at Stone Gravel Centre on Sheffield Road from 6 till 8 p.m. And next Thursday, the 7th of February, the Socialist Workers' Party in Chesterfield are holding a meeting on what caused the Holocaust and could it happen again. This will be held downstairs in the library from 7:30 p.m. Meet downstairs near to the cafe doors. Then on Sunday the 10th of February, the Socialist Workers' Party are holding another educational, again in the Stone Gravel Centre, Sheffield Road, again from 6 till 8 p.m. this on the subject of socialism, utopian and scientific. Fast forward to next month, on the Saturday the 2nd of March. Chesterfield Love Music Hate Racism and Unite Against Fascism are having their relaunch concert at Joplin's in the centre of Chesterfield. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the bands there that night include Cab Stars, Fierce Morgan, Oliver and the Rest, Stuck in Second and In the Unlikely Event. Then on Saturday the 16th of March over in Sheffield, there's the Unite the Resistance Conference on the Fight Against Austerity. Speakers include Mark Sirotka of the PCS and Karen Reisman of Unison. Also in March will be the Stop the War and Pro Peace fundraising concert, delayed from January when it was postponed because of the snow. And of course, every Saturday from 11 through till 12:30 outside of Primark. Please come along and get involved with the paper sale, buy a paper, sign our petition. Can also ask for details as to how to get in contact with and join the Socialist Workers' Party there. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out for a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Stand up. give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Sound there from Marley, Get Up, Stand Up. And if you like reggae, then you'll also like the next band who are up at the Love Music Hate Racism relaunch on the 2nd of March at Joplin's. Here's the Stuck in Second track entitled Reggae Heat, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Sound there of Stuck in Second, who'll be performing at Joplin's on the 2nd of March for the LMHR and the UAF Chesterfield relaunch, and the track entitled Reggae Heat. And if you'd like to contact us here at Radio Resistance Chesterfield, you can email anthonypage@souladequate.plus.com. That's anthonypage@souladequate.plus.com. Or you can text me on 0770 256 3056. That's 0770 256 3056. And next up, Sound of Simply Red. Stars.
he's explaining the way I'm feeling for all the jealousy I caused you. Snake's the reason why I'm trying to hide. As for all the things you taught me, it sends my future into clearer dimensions.
The sound there, Simply Red, track entitled Stars. Well, I'm afraid that's about all we've got time for this week from yours truly, AKP, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. So I'm going to sign out with the sound of the Scum back from the 1980s, just as relevant to the gutter press of today as it was back then. Their P-take of the Sun's rather cynical fundraising record, track entitled Let It Be.
Vultures pray in times of trouble, restless by the harbour wall, waiting for the stormy winds to.
Catch you next week.
Microphone and TV camera, money and tears and a song to sing. This is where the buy-in begins. For media and for industry, consumers.